Caffeine boosts fat burn during exercise, by Thrivus Admin, on Tuesday, May 19, 2026. Caffeine is a popular component in many diets around the world, consumed in coffee, tea, and energy drinks. A recent clinical study examined caffeine's effect on metabolism during exercise. This study focused on fat oxidation and cardiovascular responses in sedentary, overweight/obese female college students. Understanding caffeine's impact on exercise can provide insights into enhancing physical performance. The study investigated how different doses of caffeine affected exercise at FAT max intensity, an optimal exercise intensity for maximizing fat utilization. FAT max occurs at moderate intensity, making it a focal point for fat burning strategies. Caffeine's known actions include stimulating the nervous system, resulting in increased adrenaline, which enhances lipolysis, the breakdown of fat. This study builds on previous research showing that caffeine can improve fat oxidation when paired with exercise at targeted intensities. The study aimed to identify the optimal caffeine dose for promoting fat oxidation without adverse cardiovascular effects. Researchers considered this especially important for sedentary individuals looking to improve fitness and metabolism. By examining different caffeine doses, the study provided detailed insights about safe and effective usage within a controlled academic setting. Study design. The study adopted a randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled design with 11 volunteers. Participants had a demographic profile of female college students with a mean age of 20.2 years and were classified as overweight or obese. This was based on BMI and body fat percentage, as assessed through bioelectrical impedance analysis. All participants were required to be non-smokers and free of chronic conditions and metabolic diseases. Participants underwent four trials that included a placebo and three different caffeine doses, 3, 5, or 9 mg/kg. Each trial began with 60 minutes of rest following capsule ingestion, then moved to a 40-minute treadmill walk at FAT max intensity. The trials were spaced out with a one-week washout period to ensure no carryover effects. This setup allowed for controlled measurement of resting and exercise-induced changes in fat oxidation and cardiovascular metrics. The trials aimed to evaluate changes in fat and carbohydrate oxidation, heart rate, blood pressure, and the fingertip perfusion index. Continuous monitoring and analysis of gas exchange and heart rate were conducted throughout both resting and exercise phases. This precise data collection provided insights into how caffeine alterations, at varying doses, impacted participants when they engaged in moderate intensity exercise. Study results. The study found that caffeine at 3 and 5 mg/kg doses significantly enhanced fat oxidation during exercise. These doses reduced carbohydrate oxidation and lowered the respiratory exchange ratio, RER, reflecting a greater reliance on fat as an energy source. The 9 mg/kg dose did not yield further metabolic benefits, instead showing increased heart rate and blood pressure, indicating heightened cardiovascular strain. Caffeine did not affect fat oxidation at rest among participants, suggesting its impact is more pronounced during physical activity. Resting heart rate remained relatively unchanged across trials, with noticeable cardiac responses manifesting during exercise. Both 5 and 9 mg/kg doses significantly increased heart rate compared to placebo, hinting at potential cardiovascular challenges at higher caffeine levels. Furthermore, blood pressure and fingertip perfusion index measurements during trials showed caffeine-induced vascular changes. While the 5 and 9 mg/kg doses increased blood pressure post-exercise, all caffeine groups saw decreased fingertip perfusion indices, indicating peripheral vasoconstriction. These cardiovascular markers were crucial in assessing the safety of different caffeine dosages during physical exertion. Recommendation. For healthy individuals seeking to optimize fat metabolism through exercise, moderate caffeine doses, 3 to 5 mg/kg, appear beneficial. These doses successfully increase fat oxidation during exercise without significant cardiovascular risk. Therefore, A caffeine dose of 3 mg/kg could serve as an optimal starting point for enhancing exercise results without undue stress on the cardiovascular system. Caffeine's effectiveness does vary with dosage, implying a sweet spot at moderate levels that balances metabolic benefits and cardiovascular safety. While 9 mg/kg does not further enhance fat oxidation, it poses higher cardiovascular demand, making it less suitable for those looking for safe performance enhancement. Consequently, for individuals new to exercise or caffeine supplementation seeking metabolic improvements, a conservative caffeine intake is advised. In conclusion, this study highlights the importance of selecting an appropriate caffeine dose to enhance exercise performance. By focusing on moderate caffeine intake, sedentary individuals or those new to structured exercise routines can optimize fat utilization while minimizing the risk of adverse cardiovascular effects. This approach provides a pathway to safer exercise enhancements, leveraging caffeine's ergogenic potential responsibly. Thrivus Surge. Thrivus develops Surge Acute Nootropic to enhance energy and focus. Each serving provides a clinical dose of caffeine, as well as complementary nutrients. As implied by this study, Surge may also help to optimize fat metabolism during exercise. Surge Acute Nootropic is available to purchase online now in the Thrivus store. Thanks for listening. This is an audio podcast of Thrivus. Thrivus is the human enhancement company. Our mission is to help you access technology with the greatest potential to improve your brain and body and achieve your goals. Visit Thrivus online at thrivus.com.